traveled down the road and back again.
This is Jennifer Blom and Wendy Weiss.
You're a pal and a confidant.
On KTRS.
Welcome to the second hour of the Jennifer and Wendy Show on this Monday, October the 2nd. There was a big news story, as I'm sure you all know, about the Senate dress code being relaxed and then not being relaxed. We thought we would check in with Nancy Schnoble and Ims just about professional dress etiquette in the workplace, Senate or otherwise, the Rural Banks of Missouri. Text line is open, 84126. Nancy, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Wendy, and hi, Jennifer. Thank you, and happy Monday. Happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday. I have heard from a lot of people that they love working from home because they can stay in their pajamas or sweats if they wish. And whenever I go to any formal event, it seems as though anything is acceptable. People can wear business casual or formal dresses. So it's difficult to know how to dress appropriately for all events these days.
There's no doubt, Jennifer. And actually, what you're saying is a struggle for all of us today. So I just would like to say that the way people dress for work, you know, because of COVID, has put this monkey wrench in our closets, if you will. Zoom has taken on a huge kind of role for remote working. And so people do kind of struggle with what they should be wearing. But at the end of the day, we want to reflect the environment and the position in which we work. So always dress the role. If you think about it, all professionals have some kind of uniform. So whether you are in medical scrubs or you're a judge or a chef, an airline employee, et cetera, we all have sort of that dress code.
And you're taking a real risk if you decide, as we were saying in the last hour, on your own, that it's time for a change in the workplace, because chances are you're going to be sitting across the desk from somebody who has a very, very different opinion.
That's true. And again, you know, we have this, the dress code has relaxed. People want to be able to show their authentic selves. But at the end of the day, if you are in an accounting firm or banking or a more professional service type industry that is conservative, you'll want to, again, dress the expectations of that role. However, if you're in, you know, a fashion role or even technology today, you know, you can be more relaxed in your dress. But when you don't know, that's when you should ask either your mentor, a supervisor, HR. There's ways in which you can navigate your dress and still show your personality, but still fit in that norm.
I remember in my 20s, it was dress for the job you want, not the job you have. And it was called dress for success. What does that look like these days, Nancy?
Well, first of all, I love that. In fact, when I do presentations on dress or business etiquette, I have that as a cartoon clip on my presentation. So thank you, Jennifer, for bringing that up. Look, today it's a competitive environment. Yes, there's jobs out there to be had, but it's first impressions are huge. They matter. And sadly, you know, we are judged by the way we look. It's not fair, but these are things we can control. So, you know, because we're living in a more casual, professional dress environment, and quite frankly, I don't see that really changing, but if you want to succeed, if you want to grow in your career, then dress the part, right? And go that extra mile, because it shows respect, it shows credibility, trust, and it shows that, hey, you know, I'm meeting with you because I'm dressed up for the role here, and I want you to understand that what you have to say I take seriously, and vice versa. So we can never really, I mean, look, if I'm meeting with, I'm getting a second opinion to meet with a doctor, and this physician has got blood stains all over his white lab coat and maybe his fingernails are dirty, you know, that doesn't bode well, right? And so, again, first impressions matter, and chances are I will be looking for another doctor. So, you know, there's things that we can do to control our look, if you will.
You know, I always thought it kind of went both ways. If I'm going to the doctor or the dentist or any healthcare professional, unless it's an emergency, I mean, I feel like I don't want to look like a slob out of respect for the work they do. And I'm their patient. And I always think, well, maybe they'll treat me better or pay more attention if I'm dressed respectfully.
That's true. Again, it's, you know, when we want to make a good impression, let's say we're going for that job interview, and it is for a professional services industry, engineering or accounting, we are going to look our best. You're not going to wear your flip-flops and you know, cut-off jeans and T-shirt to that interview. Again, the same thing. You know, if I'm going to, like you were saying, Jennifer, if I'm going to meet with, you know, a priest, let's say I'm planning a wedding, you know, I'm getting married, I want him to know that I'm taking this seriously, and thus I will dress appropriately.
And we're going to venture out into some choppy waters here, Nancy. Sorry.
Oh, no. But from, I scared.
No. From the text line, we have talked about this too. If you are traveling on an airplane, should you wear PJs? That, to me, I've seen that. I know other people have seen that. That floors me. But especially with tempers running as hot as they seem to be running these days, if you believe what you see on, you know, some of these social media platforms, why would you be so disrespectful to people sitting around you?
Well, to answer your question,
sorry,
no, do not wear your jammies unless you're a little adorable 2-year-old who's got to get up, you know, at the crack of dawn at 4:30 in the morning and just want to, you know, he or she's going to be sleeping the rest of the flight. No, you know what? Again, put the shoe on the other foot. Would you want to sit in a funeral wearing your jammies? No, we have to show some level of respect. Travel dress has spiraled, and it just amazes me. I mean, I like you, I've seen outfits that I'm trying to put my jaw back up because it's just so crazy that they would even consider wearing that on a plane. All about respect. When I see people who don't care about how they look, then I imagine to myself, well, you know what? They're just respecting themselves as well.
You know, it's funny because when Southwest first came out and all the flight attendants were dressed casually, people had a response to that. But I have often thought flight attendants should not have to wear heels, the females, high heels, because they're on their feet for such a long period of time and nobody's looking at their feet anyway. It just seems comfort, you know, that they should be able to wear comfortable shoes because I don't think they get to sit much. I was just on a 9-hour and 25-minute flight. They're busy.
And they were wearing heels.
They all had heels on, yeah.
Like
it just seems some had pumps, but you know, maybe they get a choice, but it just seems like there should be some balance there between comfort for the job you're doing. What was your response to the Senate relaxing and then kind of going back? I know they don't have a formal dress code anyway, but I wonder if it bothered people that Senator John Fetterman sort of led the way with his gym clothes. Or if they liked it.
Well, that's a great question, too, Jennifer. I asked several people in different industry sectors their thoughts, and they said blatantly over and over again, total disrespect for the institution. So when you're going into an environment that it represents our country, you know, it's a slap in the face to all of us, right? I mean, it's one thing if you know, it's a weekend retreat and everybody's at a farm and you're comfortable. Yes. But if you're going into the United States Senate, for Lord's sake, there's just some codes you shouldn't be breaking. And so I'm glad that, you know, we went back to appropriate dress or respect for the people and the institution. It just was, I mean, we heard backlash from all different types of industries and people saying that it was wrong. So I'm glad that at least we fixed that issue time being.
Well,
for the time being.
Exactly. Right. It seems like a stunt. And I think we're all over, most of us anyway, we're kind of over and tired of a stunt, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. But if I'm listening to this radio program right now and I'm raising children, like, you know, they're 3, 4, 5, and I have the rest of the time to shape their foundation, I'm going to remember this conversation because A lot of people are going to be telling their children, hey, relax, don't worry, it doesn't matter. When in fact, you would rather err on the side of caution and, you know, hope that your children are fitting into some societal norms like this.
Yes. And thank you. Absolutely. We are living in a much more relaxed society, and not only in our dress, but in our communications, as you can see from the text that we get on a daily basis and some of the verbiage that goes back and forth, the acronyms. But that's not to say that we can't rise to the occasion when appropriate. You know, whether you're at that job interview, whether you are pitching a meeting or pitching a sales pitch in front of a group of people, whatever the case may be, we should and always maintain that level of decorum and respect, and that comes with dress. And so there has been a lot of confusion, and I just wanted to mention this quickly, about business casual versus, you know, the business professional dress. And business casual is literally dressing down your business professional. So it's really still maintaining that professional vibe. In fact, you know, men should be wearing maybe no tie, but they could put a blazer on, khaki pants, a collared shirt. Women, the same thing, clean and neat, pressed clothing. It reflects your professional brand and what you want people to think of you after that meeting.
And in this day and age, it certainly allows one to stand out and be noticed. The one thing I don't like, and I'm all for freedom of speech, but when people are wearing T-shirts with the F word or something, and they're little kids, that kind of bothers me.
Yeah, it's and shame on the parents, quite frankly, because they're you know, they're representing their child. That child's not going out purchasing that. Yeah, I think that they're, again, we just have to be mindful of what societal norms are. That doesn't say we can't wear a bold blouse or some fun shoes with, you know, a fashionable look to it. That's, you know, we all want to have some sort of individuality. But again, we just want to be respectful and we don't want to offend. And today it's so easy to, you know, to do something that's offensive and sometimes intentional, I'm sad to say. So we just really want to be mindful of being respectful and dressing the part.
Nancy Schnobelin-Ims from Polished, thank you so much for joining us on the Big 550, Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Nancy.